The smaller Eduardo Chiquita pieces on display at the Dalí Museum are made from paper, steel, stone, and alabaster. His large-scale pieces, for which he's better known, share a common ethos with these smaller artworks. Peter Tush, curator of education at the Dalí Museum and our guide for the exhibit, explains.
The thing that seems to unite them is there seems to be almost a primitive type of impulse. He's very fascinated by standing stones and ancient grave sites found throughout Europe, and these pieces seem to have the same sort of impulse to create almost a sense of ritual through very large and rather non-describable objects that beautifully react to the environments that they're placed in.
Chiquita was born in 1924 in the Basque region of Spain called St. Sebastian. He first studied architecture, then abandoned it to go study fine arts in Paris. While in Paris, he strikes up mentor-pupil relationships with artists like the Spanish surrealist Jean Miró. Peter Tush said Chiquita's pursuit of fine arts in Paris was short-lived.
Within 5 years of being in Paris, he decided that he wanted to go back to San Sebastian in the Basque region, and he wanted to study ironwork. He wanted to work in the foundries that are in the Basque region and learn how to bend metal, how to bend iron, how to work with steel. And it's really, you know, it's very much a part of the tradition of the San Sebastian area because they make large ships. They do a lot of, you know, metallurgy and metalwork. And so for him, it was an opportunity to really throw himself into something that's very physical, very visceral.
A distinguishing aspect of the exhibit of Eduardo Chiquita is the variety of mediums used by the artist. Take, for instance, paper, and more specifically, bookmaking. Unfortunately, the book was never completed. That's where the Dalí Museum stepped in. Here's Peter Tush.
In the catalog resume of Chiquita's work, this is the last project that is listed as one of the official pieces, even though it never existed. So when we had the opportunity to do this exhibition, it was resurrected and finally completed. So we actually have created a book. It's called The Shadow Belongs to the Light, and it's basically a series of illustrations that match with a text by the American architect Louis Kahn. And Louis Kahn's text is about some very fundamental, almost philosophical ideas about how space and texture takes on life through the way light interacts with it. So the shadow belongs to the light. There is no shadow. You can't read without that, without the light.
There were only 30 copies made, and the Dalí Museum has 4. Imagine a Mark Rothko painting, dissected into 3 parts, varying in size and width. Then imagine that on really thick white paper. That'll give you an idea of what these pages look like. Tush said Chiquita
creates a series of prints where he's actually not inked any of the pages, but rather he created a pattern on the copper plate that was pressed into the surface of the paper. And so the way that we read the image is through reading the light raking across it and creating shadow. And so instead of being visual in terms of like an ink stain or a print, a written experience, it becomes a sculptural experience. You know, it's about space, volume, those types of things.
One could make the case that metallurgy is at the core of Chiquita's work. There are literally tons of metal artwork in the exhibit. Not all of the pieces are on the museum's audio tour. Peter Tush of the Dalí Museum gives WMNF listeners an exclusive.
It's a piece called The Embrace. And when you look at it, it's like a kind of Celtic interlace. It's an object in bronze. All of the beams are about the same width. And you look at it, and it looks like it's maybe 10 different pieces of metal that have all been woven together. And what we discovered when we saw the piece in person is that it's actually 2 pieces of metal that have been subdivided and pulled apart and wrapped around each other so that out of one base, 3 or 4 different strands would come out of it. And when you're working in iron, you have to heat it up to almost like a molten temperature, bend it, hammer it, pull it, cool it down, and then continue with the next piece and the next piece. And so when you look at this piece, it's this intricate interlace of what, like I said, appears to be 10 different strands that would have taken an incredible amount of time because each strand would have to be heated, bent, cooled, and then you do the same with the next piece, and you just keep doing that and doing that until finally you get this beautiful, sort of almost like an M.C. Escher-like, interlaced object in metal.
During the last decade of Eduardo Chiquita's life, he was engrossed in making textured collages out of paper. He'd become unsatisfied with glue. So he started using bits of twine to bind the layers of paper together to get three-dimensional effects. Chaita called these works gravitations. Tush said these were similar to his other works, but more intimate.
For him, these were collages that are more to sculpture than they do to, you know, two-dimensional works. So it seems like in many ways it's like the perfect anecdote for some of these large, massive pieces that he worked on over his career, because he would describe those as being almost working with an orchestra. You would have all of these players, 30 or 40 people, gathered around these monumental beams of steel, and he would have to orchestrate it, make sure everybody was on the same page and knew what the goal was. So for him, these were, he referred to these as like a private chamber music. He could go into a studio by himself and just very intimately work, you know, to his heart's content, arranging papers and, you know, finding ways to create more effective results in the course of his private time.
Memory, mind, matter. The sculptures of Eduardo Chaita at the Dalí Museum in St. Petersburg runs through September 24th. For Art in Your Ear, I'm Samuel Johnson in St. Petersburg.